Just a few days before Christmas, I got a phone call from a man who explained to me that he and his wife and two children are being evicted from their home. And luckily, he had an old friend who had an old trailer. And he asked me, "Father, can I park my trailer in the church's parking lot for a few days so I can figure out how to move forward for my family?" How does that family celebrate Christmas? I had a woman who came to me just a few days before Christmas and said, "Father, I've had a nervous breakdown. I'm going to have to check myself in and be taken care of before I can take care of my family." And she was sobbing the whole time. How is that family going to celebrate Christmas? And a man who said to me, "Just during this month, I just lost my job." How is he going to celebrate Christmas? What about that woman who said, "I was just diagnosed of cancer. After Christmas, right after Christmas, I'm going to have to start chemo, stage 4. How is she and her family was going to celebrate Christmas? This is the way of the world. Every one of us who lives in this broken world has problems. Every single one of us here in this church this morning has some kind of struggle, some kind of trouble. We all go through tribulations as long as we live here on this broken world, live here on this earth. So how do we celebrate Christmas? You see, Christmas is a heavenly thing. While all of these things that we have to deal with, these troubles, these problems, these tribulations, all of them are of earth, Christmas is of heaven. Christmas is about a heavenly being outside of ourselves, outside of this earth, beyond ourselves, beyond this universe, coming down to us. Christmas is about heaven touching earth. Christmas is about the one that is heavenly wants to come and touch our soul, the soul of earthly beings. This is why we celebrate Christmas, because Christmas is beyond whatever it is that we have or have not here. Christmas is beyond whatever it is that we go through here in our lives on earth. Christmas is of God. Christmas is heaven taking place in our life. Christmas is the celebration of heaven touching earth. But my brothers and sisters, in order for us to be touched by this heavenly being, this heavenly event that will change us, that will do something to us, I mean, all of us logically can imagine that, right? I mean, if we are touched by something beyond this life, from beyond the universe, heaven, if we are touched by this being, we would never be the same again. If we are touched by this heavenly event, then all of these troubles, it gives our life here on earth a new perspective, a new context, a new vision. But the reality is, in order for us to have this experience of heaven touching earth within our soul to transform us, we have to say yes. Because you see, we have a God who is gentle. He is a gentle lover. He doesn't force His love on us. He doesn't force salvation on us. He doesn't force heaven on earth on us. He doesn't force anything. He makes it ready for us. But we must say yes. Saint Joseph had to say yes. The Blessed Virgin Mary had to say yes. Saint John the Baptist had to say yes. And so today, as we come to celebrate this heavenly event taking place on earth, and by the way, this is why we celebrate it every year, and it's still new. Because it is not of earth, you see. But in order for us to experience this truly, we have to say yes. But you see, saying yes to God is very tough. It's a difficult thing. As a priest, I have the privilege to be invited to many homes, and I've been to many homes, to either bless the person who is ill there, or to bless the home itself, or to have dinner with the parishioner. And I've learned the etiquette of coming to somebody's house. I come into somebody's house, and even though it is never spoken out loud, I understand the etiquette, because when you come into somebody's home, they say, "Welcome to our living room that is decorated beautifully, clean. Sit down, Father. We'll get you tea, glass of wine. What do you want? Sit down. Don't go anywhere else." And if it is a dinner, they'll say, "It's time for dinner. Come from the living room to our dining room. But don't look. Close your eyes. Go to the dining room and have a meal with us." Why? Because every other room in our house is a mess. I know. So I go, I stay what I'm told to stay. And on the way to the dining room, I close my eyes. But you see, the problem, the difficulties with saying yes to God into our soul, the house of our soul, is that the Lord Jesus Christ will sit in the living room for a moment and He starts looking around. You see? Then pretty soon He said, "Open that closet." And you go, "Ah, no. We don't want to open that closet. Things will fall on you and kill you." Pretty soon He'll point to the attic and say, "Take me to the attic. Take me to the garage. Take me through every place, every space in this house, so I can clean it for you." Scary. And pretty soon the Lord Jesus will say, "Give me the deeds of your house, because I am not satisfied with being your honored guest. I am here to take over. I want to be the owner of the house of your soul. Give me the deeds." See, that's scary. That's why we don't say yes. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come to celebrate Christmas this morning, the thing to do is to say yes. Because if you don't, it will be just another Christmas. You go to Mass and you say to yourself, It's a holy day of obligation. Let's get it done with so I can go back to sleep, so I can go back and open gifts, so I can go back to whatever it is that I have planned for this Christmas day. And then I will go back to my life as always. And that way, my brothers and sisters, with all the same troubles, all the same problems, all the same, and they stay the same, and life sucks. I don't want that for you. I want for you today, as we celebrate Christmas here at this Holy Eucharist, at this Mass, I want for each and every one of us to be touched by heaven. That's what Christmas is about. But you, every one of you, must say yes. I know it's scary, I know. But how about a soft yes? How about just, yes, Lord. How about say to Jesus, yes, but one room at a time? One room at a time, because I'm scared. I'm scared to let go of my whole house. You come and visit and take a look at one room at a time. Yes, Jesus. And that's why God sent His only Son into the world, because life on earth sucks. He comes into the world to give us new vision, to give us through all the tribulations, all the difficulties, all the troubles, the problems of life, we can still have peace, have joy, have hope. And these are the kind of things that nothing, nobody in this world can give us. Only the heavenly thing, a heavenly being coming, reaching down to us and touching us can give us these things that the earthly life cannot give. And so, my brothers and sisters, let's make this Christmas a new Christmas. Say yes. Yes, Jesus, come and save me.